You're hearing the song Deny All by the Dutch band Betty Servier. And it's one of pop music critic Maura Johnston's top picks for new releases coming out this pop music season. Maura joins me from NPR in New York. Maura, good to have you back.
Hello.
I'm having a flashback to the days when Friends was actually on the air. This sounds like early 90s indie rock. Tell me about what we're hearing.
So Betty Servier is a Dutch band. They were formed in 1990, so this is actually their 20th anniversary. And, you know, they were one of those bands that were really big during the first indie rock boom, which we're living in a later indie rock boom. And, you know, they were really just like straightforward, energetic guitar rock with a female lead singer. Really, really catchy, really crunchy. And this album, Pharmacy of Love, which comes out March 23rd, is their 9th record. And it's sort of a return to the basics for them. It's sort of a return to that old sort of classic 3 chords and a lot of reverb indie rock sound, which I love. So, I mean, I might be on a bit of a nostalgia trip, but I think, you know, it's a really fun record. And I think if you listen to the song Deny All, like, it definitely captures the spirit of the album. Tell me what you want.
Maura, next up, you brought a new track from, I guess I have to describe her this way, and it's going to make you cringe, the neo-soul.
Ooh.
Neo-soul singer Erykah Badu.
Erykah Badu, whose album New America Part 2, Return of the Ankh, comes out on March 30th. This song's called Window Seat, and it's the new single from that record. This album is part of a series that she's doing. In 2008, she put out New America Part 1. It was subtitled Fourth World War, and it was really, really political. But this new record, it's a lot more personal. It's, you know, she describes the really heavy bass sounds that dominate the record as being, like, in a big hug, which I listened to the album the other day in this sort of, like, amazing sound system where the bass was just surrounding me, and I did feel like I was getting hugged, so it was kind of great. So can I get away?
And the song is called Window Seat, and it almost makes me wish I was sitting at a window seat on a lazy Sunday eating brunch.
Yeah.
Could be playing in the background.
It's very, you know, sort of watching the world go by, its feel, definitely.
Now, Maura, you've brought a new song from an R&B pop soul superstar.
This is Papers by Usher. Our past is calling, telling me I done went too far, and I'm seen around town and my friends can't recognize me, cause I took a good chance on love.
Oh my God, Maura, he is just pouring his heart out on this one.
He really is. This new record is called Raymond vs. Raymond, and it comes out on March 30th. It splits its time between sort of these club bangers. There is a collaboration with will.i.am and another one with Nicki Minaj. But there's also these, like, really amazing ballads. Papers, which is sort of directly referencing the breakup of his marriage in very sort of, you know, plain, explicit terms, but he sounds like he's on fire. I'm afraid I gotta say, I'm ready to sign in papers. Papers. There's another song on that route in the record called Foolin' Around, which is sort of a confessional about cheating from the perspective of a guy who's cheated and who's sorry. And I think that, you know, it really just needs to be released in the post-Tiger landscape as soon as possible.
Yeah.
Because it's one of those songs where if you hear it, every woman who's ever been cheated on will be like, man, I wish my ex-boyfriend had said that to me.
And I guess while we're on the subject of marital troubles, Maura, your last pick is a song literally called Oh, the Divorces.
Who's next? who's next. Always the ones that you least expect. They seem so strong. It turned out she wanted more all along. And each time I hear who's to part, I examine. It stands. Wonder if it's still in safe hands.
This is a beautiful song, Maura, and it is the incredibly talented Tracy Thorn, who with husband Ben Watt make up the band Everything But the Girl. Tell me about this song.
So Tracy Thorn, she has a new album coming out in May called Love and Its Opposite. This is the first single from it, and she's described the album as being about real life after 40. So it's a lot of, like, just, you know, very plain-spoken, introspective looks at life. I mean, her voice is one of my favorite voices in all of pop music. I think it's so just rich and full of meaning. And this song in particular is just kind of an amazing statement to put as your first song to come out of an album, because it's just this very world-weary look at how she's surrounded by all of these disintegrating relationships, even involving people who she thought were going to be together for a really long time.
No.
And Tracy Thorn is actually singing about friends who are getting divorced. I mean, she's very happily married to Ben Watt, right?
Yeah, they just got married recently, actually, after being together for a really long time.
You know, the thing that amazes me about Tracy Thorn is she's pushing 50 now, and she's still making this really beautiful, popular music.
Well, you know, good pop music does not know age. It just knows what's in the heart and what's in, I guess, the soul, so to speak.
Well put. That's Maura Johnston. She stops by our New York studios from time to time to take us into the world of pop music. Maura, thanks so much.
Thanks.
Who's next?